This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. People have experienced frustration and challenges today trying to book coronavirus vaccinations in Massachusetts. The state's website that lists vaccination sites and availability and links to pages for bookings crashed under heavy demand this morning. It happened on a day in which eligibility expanded, and WBUR's Angus Chen has been following the story. He joins us now on the line. Angus, welcome.
Thanks, Jack.
So exactly what happened today?
Well, the thing is, people over 65 and people with two or more qualifying medical conditions just became eligible to receive the coronavirus vaccine. That's a lot of people in the state, estimated to be roughly a million, maybe more actually. They've been waiting their turn to get this vaccine. So when they became eligible, of course, they rushed the websites trying to get an appointment. Some of the state websites just couldn't handle all that traffic and went down.
What are people saying about how hard it's been to just get an appointment?
We've heard from a lot of listeners today saying that they've tried for 2 hours or for 4 hours this morning. Some got through, others didn't. And you can really just hear the frustration in their voice. This is Maureen Latenda, one person who wrote in to tell us of her experience.
I just don't understand. They had plenty of time to work on this prior to getting the vaccine. We knew for a long time it was coming, and I just don't get it.
So people don't really know why the websites are down, but they do all have this shared sense that what happened today shouldn't have happened. There's been months to plan for the rollout and so much technical expertise in this state, and people are upset that wasn't leveraged.
There's already a lot of mistrust and fear out there about getting the vaccine. Do technical problems like this risk further discouraging people from getting vaccinated?
I think this is going to have the greatest impact on people who are sort of on the fence. You know, people who weren't really sure if they'd get the vaccine, but thought they'd try anyway. When the process has this much friction, they might just go off and say, hey, you know what? This isn't worth the effort. And then they might not get vaccinated at all. And then there are people who don't have good internet connections to keep trying these websites or as fast internet connections as others. You know, there are people who maybe had to go to work this morning and couldn't stay by the computer to keep trying to find an appointment. They also lose out because of these technical problems.
And what are tech experts saying about why the website crashed?
The state has been saying it was because of the high demand, but tech experts say that really shouldn't be an issue in this day and age. Olivia Adams is the woman who famously created macovidvaccines.com on her maternity leave, and her website didn't go down when the state websites did, partially because she was using a cloud computing service from Amazon. These services scale up your server power automatically to meet demand. And the other thing is, you know, we don't really know enough about the technical background of these websites to know, you know, why the sites went down exactly. But I spoke with Jay Jamison, an executive at a Boston-based web tech company called QuickBase. He says governments often have more traditional techniques that aren't super agile.
That's often, you know, that legacy technology can be very, very hard to adapt to the needs and demands of right now. And that, to me, is the root of the problem.
In other words, he's saying we're not using the newest or the most cutting-edge technology to do these websites. And if we were, it's possible that this process would go a lot smoother.
Okay, so what do they need to do to be ready for when the general public's eligible to get vaccines, which at this point the state estimates to be April?
Yeah, we don't know enough about the technical side of these websites to say exactly what they need. But the good news is that there are a lot of companies in Massachusetts that work on exactly these kinds of problems. Jamison's company QuickBase is in Boston, and they helped a county in Texas set up a vaccine registration website. West Virginia also hired a Massachusetts company to help them. So leveraging some of the expertise in this state could help. There's also the option of moving to bigger, maybe more powerful web hosts like Amazon or Google that can provide cloud computing to the state. That might help. And finally, you know, the state can improve centralizing the vaccine appointment information. Right now, there are just tons of websites that people have to go to in order to sign up or find information. Pulling all that together into one spot will do a lot for traffic issues and for people's ease of use.
Okay, Angus, last question quickly. What's the situation with the website now?
You know, they really just went down because of the high traffic, it seems. So now that that's sort of eased up, the websites are up and functioning as normal.
All right. That's WBUR's Angus Chen talking about another struggle for the state's vaccination website today. Angus, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.